奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始安息日聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath service.
来唱诗397首。
Let's sing hymn 397.
感谢主耶稣，从礼拜五太阳下山，我们就进入安息。
Thank God, once the sun sets on Friday, then we have entered into Sabbath.
以赛亚书说，我们在安息日要调转脚步。
In Isaiah, it says that on the Sabbath day, we must turn our footsteps.
在安息圣日以神为乐。
And to joy in the Lord on the Sabbath.
这样我们的灵性就会成长，神的恩典就会增加。
Then our spirituality will grow and God's grace will increase.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领我们晚上的聚会。
So now we will kneel down and pray and we ask God to guide our service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习改变一生的两个问题。
This evening, I'd like to share this topic, two issues that can change your whole life.
最近我们在读《使徒行传》。
Recently, we've been reading the Book of Acts.
在保罗信主的过程，他问了两个问题。
In the course of Paul's faith, he asked two questions.
这两个问题改变保罗的一生。
And these two questions changed his whole life.
我们来想想看，这两个问题是不是也会改变我们的一生。
And so we can consider whether these two questions can also change our lives.
首先我们看《使徒行传》22章。
Let's first turn to Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传22章。
Book of Acts, chapter
22. 第6节、第7节.
Verse 6 and 7. Now it happened as I journeyed and came near Damascus at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me. Verse 7. And I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
在四福音里面，我们可以看到一个人信耶稣有三个入门方法。
In the four Gospels, we see there are three ways the person can come to believe.
有的是看见就相信。
Some see and then believe.
有的是听见就相信。
Some hear and then believe.
有的是摸到就相信。
And some touched and then believed.
所谓摸到就是亲身的体验。
When we say touch, we mean a strong experience.
我们想保罗是一个在加马略门下受教育，知识水准很高的一个人。
Paul's teacher was Gamaliel, and he received a very high education.
保罗他是在律法上的义无可指摘的一个人。
In terms of the law, Paul was someone beyond reproach.
他是一个公会的议员。
He was a
Sanhedrin.
He was in the Sanhedrin.
所以这样的一个人到底要怎么带他来信耶稣？
So for such a person, how could he come to believe in Jesus?
那我们发现主耶稣要拣选保罗的方法很简单。
We see the way that Jesus chose Paul was very simple.
光一照，他就扑倒在地上。
As soon as the light shone on him, then he fell to the ground.
他就瞎眼了。
And then he became blind.
一个很有意志，一个很有决心，一个逼迫耶稣的，就这样，他就倒了。
Someone with a lot of education and zeal who persecuted Christians,just like this, he was brought to his knees.
所以一个旧的保罗就过去了。
So the old Paul had passed away.
所以有时候我们常常想信要请人信耶稣很困难，这也是事实。
Sometimes we think it is so complicated for someone to believe, and this is a reality.
所以一年要受洗的人不多。
And that's why in a year, there are not many people who come to be baptized.
但是如果神要做工，要带领人信主很简单。
But if God wants to work and bring more people, it is very easy for him.
这个保罗就是一个例子。
Paul is an example of this.
那保罗扑倒在地上，他就问两个问题。
And when Paul was on the ground, he asked two questions.
我们看，第八节。
Let's look at verse 8. Verse 8. So I answered, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said to me, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting."
保罗问，你是谁，主啊？
Paul asked, "Who are you, Lord?"
保罗很热心啊。
Paul was very zealous.
所以腓立比书里面讲，就热心来说，我是逼迫基督徒。
So in Philippians, he said, "In terms of zeal, I persecuted Christians."
所以他热心到去逼迫基督徒，热心到要去大马士革抓那些信耶稣的人。
He was zealous to the point of traveling to Damascus to find more Christians to persecute.
但是他竟然不认识主耶稣。
But such a person did not recognize the Lord Jesus.
所以他就问主啊，你是谁？
So he asked, "Who are you, Lord?"
然后主就说，我就是你逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
And Jesus answered, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting."
保罗虽然很热心，但是他不认识耶稣。
Even though Paul was zealous, he did not know the Lord Jesus.
所以他本来想说为神做很多，要做一个大工作来持守这个犹太教。
Originally, he thought he was doing a great work for the Jews by persecuting Christians.
但是后来他变成逼迫耶稣的人。
But in the end, he became one who was persecuting Jesus himself.
所以圣经里面讲热心没有真知识这个就是犹太人。
So those who are zealous but without true knowledge is a mark of the Jews at the time.
那这也是保罗本身。
And this is was evident in Paul.
那如果热心没有真知识，到最后变成热心，变成逼迫主耶稣。
So if one is zealous without true knowledge, then eventually he becomes a zealous person who is persecuting Jesus.
所以这个让我们想到我们常常要问的一个问题，主啊，你是谁？
So this leads us to consider this question regularly. Who are you, Lord?
我们常常想，主耶稣我怎么不认识呢？
We might ask, how can I not know my Lord Jesus?
我信主几十年，我还不认识他吗？
I've believed in him for 10-some years. How can I not recognize him?
但是我们以保罗的例子来看。
But if we look at Paul's example,
他认识耶稣以后，他才认识自己。
Only after he came to know Jesus did he know himself.
他才知道他是逼迫主耶稣的人。
That he realized he was one who was persecuting Jesus.
所以在提摩太前书的第一章。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章的从十三节开始。
Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
十三节到十六节。
13 to 16. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. 14. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance.That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 16. However, for this reason, I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life.
这里保罗说耶稣基督来是要拯救罪人。
Here, Paul said that Jesus came to save sinners.
然后他就以自己的例子，在罪人中我是一个罪人的头。
And he considered himself a chief sinner.
那为什么他自己说他是罪人的头
？Why did he consider himself chief of sinners？
啊，就是，哦，主耶稣告诉他，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。后来他知道，哦，这个是大罪啊，我是罪人的头。
Because when Jesus told him that he was the one that was being persecuted by him, he realized what a great wrong he was doing.
哦，所以认识耶稣，我们才认识自己。
So only after we know Jesus can we know ourselves.
啊，那他认识了自己以后啊，他就发现神在他的身上有非常大的怜悯跟慈爱。
And after he came to know himself, he realized the great mercy that was shown to him.
啊，所以我们如果看哥林多前书十五章
，So if we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
啊，哥林多前书的十五章
，First Corinthians chapter 15.
啊。我们如果看啊第八节到十一节
，verse 8 through 11，
第十节八到十节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 8 through 10. Then last of all he was seen by me also as by one born out of due time. 9. For I am least of the apostles who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. 10. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
我们回到第九节。
Let's return to verse 9.
这里保罗说，我是使徒中最小的。
Here Paul says, I am the least of the apostles.
我是不配当使徒的。
I am not worthy to be an apostle.
为什么？
Why?
啊，因为主耶稣拣选这么多人，只有保罗是逼迫做教会的。
Because out of all the people that God had chosen, only Paul persecuted the church.
哦，所以神赦免他，而且拣选他当使徒。
So God had forgiven him and chosen him to become an apostle.
哦，我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
哦，所以我今日成为何等人，这是蒙神的恩。
I am what I am by the grace of God.
哦，从一个罪人的头变成主所重用一个使徒。
From chief sinner to an apostle of God.
哦，那也因为这个样子啊，他在服侍神的时候啊，啊，都是一直感恩啊。
Because of this attitude, he was always thankful while serving God.
哦，所以他比众使徒格外的劳苦。
So he labored more than the rest of the apostles.
啊，今天啊，我们常常对神的爱没有办法很深的感受。
Today, sometimes we do not have a very deep understanding or feeling towards God's love.
啊，为什么？
Why is this?
因为我们对主耶稣的认识不够。
Because our recognition of Jesus is not deep enough.
啊，如果我们对主的认识很清楚，我们对自己就会看得很清楚。
If we know Jesus very clearly, then we can see ourselves clearly.
当我们看自己很清楚的时候，我们就发现原来我们是在活在神很大的恩典里面。
And when we see ourselves clearly, then we will know how much we live under the grace of God.
啊，为什么这样说呢？
Why do I say this?
啊，我们现在来看以赛亚书五十三章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书的五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
第六节。
Verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
这个第六节哈。说我们都如羊走迷的路。
Verse 6 says that we have, all of us are like sheep gone astray.
那下面，个人偏行己路。
Everyone to his own way.
我们想想看，人跟人相处，哦，我们会不会说你偏了呢？
We imagine when we are interacting with one another, do we tell each other that we are going astray?
没有的，因为你有你的喜好，我有我的喜好，你自己做选择。
No, because we acknowledge our own personal freedom, we have our own choice.
哦，所以当圣经说走迷路、偏行己路，就是有一个标准。
But when the Bible says that we have gone astray and each to his own way, it means there is a standard.
啊，那这个标准就是主耶稣本身。
And this standard is the Lord Jesus himself.
那主耶稣就是一个牧人。
The Lord Jesus is a shepherd.
那我们就是羊群。
And we are the sheep.
啊，所以这个走迷路偏行己路，在神看起来，这个就是我们的不义，就是我们的罪。
So when we go astray and go our own way, then from the perspective of Jesus, then we have sinned.
所以下面就说他使我们的罪孽都归在他的身上。
So in this last part, it says the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
因为主耶稣要我们走的是义路。
Because Jesus wants us to walk on the right path.
所以他为自己的名引导我们走义路。
So he tries to lead us by his name on the path of righteousness.
但是我们生活有我们的喜好，所以我们就选择我要怎么样我就怎么样。
But in our lives, we have our own pursuits, so we make our own choices to do what we want.
在我们自己看是对的，但是在主耶稣来讲，他是走迷了。
And even if what we see in front of us is right in our own eyes, and from Jesus' perspective, we have gone astray.
那这个一偏啊，我们就进到罪的道路上去。
And once we have gone astray, we are now on the path of sin.
所以啊，一个人越靠近主耶稣，认识越深，我们越会看到自己的生活原来离开神是很远的。
So the more deeply a person can recognize and know the Lord Jesus, the more they realize how far astray they have gone on the path of sin.
因此，不断的认识主耶稣，我们就会不断的认识我们自己。
So if we continue to pursue knowledge of Christ, then we will continue to know ourselves more and more.
那我们才知道我们要怎么来改正自己、调整自己。
And then we can see what we need to do to adjust and correct our lives.
不然的话，每一个人都觉得我没有问题，我有什么问题？
Otherwise, we will not be aware of what problems or issues that we have.
我做的都是对的，我想的也是对的。
Everything we do and think is correct.
那当我们有这样的想法的时候，我们跟主耶稣的关系没有办法再进一步的进步。
But if we have this kind of mindset, then we're not able to take a step further in our relationship with God.
因为我们对主的认识已经停留在一个阶段，没有更深入。
And our knowledge of Jesus has reached a certain point and cannot progress any further.
因此越认识主耶稣的人，他的生命会更新变化越大。
When a person has a deeper knowledge of Jesus, then their lives will continue to have a transformation.
好，我们来看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
十七节到十九节。
Verse 17 through 19.Brethren, join in following my example, and note those who so walk, as you have us for a pattern. 18. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. 19. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things.
好，如果我们回到十七节来看。
Let's return to 17.
十七节说，你们要一同效法我。
Here it says, join in following my example.
这个就表示说你们就是腓立比教会的信徒还有进步的空间。
Which is to say that the members of the Philippian church have room for improvement.
那为什么要效法他?
And why should they follow Paul?
因为保罗效法主耶稣。
Because Paul himself imitates Christ.The Lord Jesus.
他认识主耶稣，所以他不断地调整更新自己，他的生活变成一个榜样。
As he knows Jesus, he continually changes himself to become like Jesus as an example.
所以我们在想啊，我们常常信耶稣啊，整个头脑都在想神怎么祝福我。
So when we are believing in Jesus, we in our heads we might be thinking about how God is, has blessed us.
来给我更好的工作，更大的收入，更健康。
We pursue after a better health, better house, and better income.
哇，这个是信仰的入门。
This is just the entrance to our faith.
哇，但是当我们对主耶稣认知更清楚。
But when we come to know Jesus more clearly,
哇，我们就发现信耶稣更有意义的就是要认识他，然后自己要成长。
A more meaningful faith is to know him more deeply and to grow spiritually.
那最后我们能够在我们生活中把主耶稣把它表现出来。
So eventually in our lives, we can manifest the likeness of Jesus.
啊，这是神的荣耀，这也是我们将来在天国的荣耀。
This is God's glory and the glory that we will experience in the heavenly kingdom.
那这个荣耀会存到永远。
And this glory will exist forever.
这个才是我们应该要努力的。
This is what we should diligently pursue.
啊，那我们如果看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
啊，这个十八节啊，就讲有许多人行事基督十字架的仇敌。
There are many who walk, but they are enemies of the cross of Christ.
当然，这是指着受洗以后的人。
And this is after one has been baptized.
我现在有流泪告诉你们，就是表示啊，非常恳切、非常关心的告诉你们。
And when Paul says, "I tell you, even weeping," it shows how sorrowful and how concerned he is.
啊，信耶稣，我们的生活不要变成十字架的仇敌。
After we believe in Jesus, we do not want our lives to become like the enemy of the cross of Christ.
我们大家都不会感觉哪里有可能，我也没有逼迫耶稣，我怎么是十字架的仇敌？
And we may think this is impossible. How can we be an enemy of Christ? We don't persecute him.
那如果我们再看下一节，
But if we look at the next verse,
啊，十九节，
verse 19,
啊，他们的结局就是沉沦。
Their end is destruction.
哦，那接下去就是三件事情。
And then there are three things following.
第一个啊，他的神就是自己的肚腹。
First, their God is their belly.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
啊，神就是最重要的。
That God is the most important.
就是生活的中心。
It's the center of our life.
所以他已经信耶稣了，其实他的神就是他自己肉体的欲望。
But even after they believed in Jesus, the center of their life is their own desire.
啊，所以肚子只是一个代表，因为肚子最重要。
Belly is just a representation of what's most important.
哦，那这个就是十字架的仇敌啊。
So this is being an enemy of the cross.
哦，好像挪亚那个世代。
Just like the generation of Noah.
吃喝嫁娶。
They ate, drank, and married.
啊，吃喝是神的恩典。
It is God's grace to be able to eat and drink.
嫁娶也是神的恩典。
And it is also God's grace to be married.
但是当那个取代了神。
But when that takes the place of God.
那个本身就变成神了。
Then those things themselves become your God.
所以挪亚那个世代人对洪水要来就不知不觉啊，因为他们的神呢，就是他自己的肚子。
So those during Noah's time had no sensitivity towards the coming flood because their God was their own belly.
啊，所以人生没有大志，只要活得舒服，啊，感官满足就好了。
As long as they can live comfortably and be content, then that's sufficient.
哦，但是有一天我们认识了主耶稣，我们才知道，哎呀，这个是不对的。
But when we come to know God one day, we realize this is not right.
下面以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
And the next thing it says, whose glory is in their shame.
啊。世界上很多人觉得很多荣耀的事情。
In this world, there are many things that are considered glorious.
哦，那是因为他们不认识神。
But it's because they don't recognize God.
啊，那认识神以后，我们就发现有一些荣耀其实是一种羞耻。
Once we come to know God, we'll see that some of these things which are considered glorious are actually shameful.
啊，下面是专以地上的事为念。
And lastly, it says,who set their mind on earthly things.
哦，所以当一个人啊认识神的知识越来越多，
So when a person's knowledge of God increases,
我们就看自己在镜子面前看自己越来越清楚，
Then we see ourselves in a mirror more and more clearly.
那我们就越来越知道我在哪个地方需要进步。
And we'll be able to better pinpoint where we need to improve.
所以认识神的知识真的会改变人的一生。
So the knowledge of God will definitely change a person's life.
好，那我认识自己以后，我要改变像什么样子呢？
So once we know ourselves, what should we do to change?
我们看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10. And have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created
him. Okay. 这个地方讲啊，我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Here it says that we must put off the old man, put on the new man.
那新人是怎么穿上去的？
And how do we put on the new man?
这里讲知识，那知识什么？
Here it says renewed in knowledge, and knowledge of what?
就是照他主的形象，这个知识。
Knowledge according to the image of the one who created him.
所以我们对主耶稣认识越清楚，我们知识越丰富，我们又越知道我们在哪个地方要一直进步。
So as our knowledge increases, then we know more about God, and we can see more clearly how we need to improve.
神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of God is Christ.
所以我们一直更新，到最后就是有基督的形象。
As we continue to renew ourselves, then we will manifest the likeness of Christ.
那别人就能够在我们身上看到神的荣耀。
And others can see the glory of God in our lives.
这是第一个问题。
This is the first question that Paul asked, which was, who are you, O Lord?
我们回来看《使徒行传》二十二章。
Let's return to Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传二十二章的第二个问题。
The second question in Acts chapter 22.
第二个问题就第十节，请。
In verse 10, So I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do.
在这里保罗问说，主啊，我当做什么？
Here Paul asks, what shall I do, Lord?
仔细想想看，我们有没有问过这个问题？
So we should reflect on ourselves whether we have asked this question.
我当做什么？我们常常是已经做了决定。
When we do something, it's because we've already made a decision.
然后我们一起跪下来祷告，主啊，帮助我。
And then we kneel down and pray and ask God to help us.
人生已经有一套的理想。
Our lives already have a goal or an ideal.
我们是靠着主耶稣不断祷告要达到我的理想。
And we try to rely on the Lord Jesus to accomplish our goal.
那么当我们有这样的心态的时候，就反映了第一个问题，我们不是很认识很清楚。
When we have this kind of mindset, it shows that we did not really have a clear answer to the first question.
就是这里讲第一句话，主啊。
Here it says, Lord.
为什么称作主？
Why did he call him Lord?
为什么耶稣的前面要称作主？
Why do we call Jesus Lord?
称耶稣不行吗？为什么加上主？
When we address the Lord Jesus, we say the Lord Jesus. Why do we say Lord?
这个就是表示我们跟主耶稣的关系。
This is to communicate our relationship with the Lord.
他是主人，他是主宰。
He is the master.
他对我有主权。
And he has authority over me.
那这个观念如果建立起来，我们才会问下一句话，那我应当做什么？
Only after we establish this principle can we ask the next question, which is what shall I do?
所以有的人常常求问神。
So some people, they frequently make requests of God.
每一件事情都问神你要我怎么做？
In every matter, they come before the Lord asking him, what shall I do?
但是有的人活的一辈子从来没有求问过主啊，我当做什么？
But others may live their whole lives without even once asking God what they should do.
但是当我们问主啊，我当做什么，就是高举主耶稣的地位。
When we ask God, what shall I do? We elevate his status above us.
今天主耶稣在我们生活中的地位在哪里？
Today, what place does the Lord take in our lives?
在伊甸园里面有一个次序，就是神、人、物。
In the Garden of Eden, there was an order, there was a hierarchy, which was God, then man, then animals.
物物质。
And
就是他吃的东西。
Oh, and the physical sustenance, the food.
Yeah. 那我们今天倒过来。
If today we might reverse it.
物人啊，神是在下面。
We prioritize our food and then other than man, and then God is at the lowest.
哦，那因为这个次序倒过来，就生活就发生很多问题。
Because of this reversal of priority, then we have a lot of problems in our lives.
哦，所以我们现在重新把神把它往上提升。
So we must reset by putting God above us.
实际尊他为主。
And to call him and make him Lord.
那为什么神对我们有主权？
Now, why does the Lord have authority over us?
第一个，神创造我们。
First, he created us.
他是窑匠，我们是泥。
He is the potter and we are the clay.
所以创造被造的属于造他的，这是本来就这样的。
So the potter has authority over the creation. This is just the reality.
第二个，他救我们。
Secondly, he has saved us.
如果我们来看哥林多前书的第七章。
If we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书的第七章。
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
第六章
Chapter 6.
十九节二十节。
Verse 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Verse 20. For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
你们是重价买来的。
Here says you were bought at a price.
谁出重价？主耶稣。
Jesus is the one who paid this price.
那价是重价是什么？他的宝血。
The price was his precious blood.
从哪里买来？
From where was it purchased?
从魔鬼的手中买来。
From the hands of the devil.
那既然主耶稣出重价，所以我们变成属于主耶稣的。
Because Jesus paid the price, we now belong to Jesus.
所以前面一节在说，你们不属于自己。
So that's why in the verse 19 it says, you are not your own.
我们是属神的。
We are of God.
那最后就是我们将来面对神的审判。
And in the end, we will meet the judgment of God.
我们来看同样哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第九节
，verse 9. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him.
第十节
，verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
有一天我们都要在审判台前站立。
One day we will stand before the judgment seat.
所以我们在今生的生活一定要讨神喜欢。
So in our lives today, we must strive to please Him.
因此我们要常常问主啊，你要我做什么？
Therefore, we often must ask, Lord, what shall I do?
结果神就告诉了保罗神要叫他做什么。
And God told Paul what he should do.
就是要他做外邦人的使徒。
Which was to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
然后保罗的一生就是以这个作为他人生的目标。
And Paul's life was now focused on this purpose.
啊，我们现在看啊，《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
啊，《使徒行传》的啊。二十章
，Acts chapter 20，
《使徒行传》二十章
，Acts chapter 20，
啊，二十三节、二十四节
，verse 23 and 24. Except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. 24. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus.To testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
这个地方讲，我要行完我的路程。
Here he says, I may finish my race.
啊，人生是一条路。
Our life is a path.
啊，那这个路程走完，我们就见主耶稣了。
Once we complete this path, this race, then we meet the Lord.
啊，那所以。要成就从主耶稣所领受的职事。
So we should accomplish what purpose the Lord has given to us.
也就是他问主啊，你要我做什么？
Which is why Paul asked, Lord, what shall I do?
啊，那主耶稣就告诉他要做外邦人的使徒。
And Jesus told him he was to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
这个就是他生活的目标。
This became his life's purpose.
他这样一直努力，最后牺牲生命，为着要让对神有交代。
And he continued to work in order to give an account of the Lord.
啊，所以有时候我们今天在想啊，啊，所谓一般人怎么会在讲生涯规划，就是我们一生要怎么去规划。一生怎么规划哦？几岁到几岁要做什么？几岁要几岁要做什么？
So sometimes, in our lives, we're planning, what milestones we want to achieve as we get older and older.
啊，但是我们在做生涯规划，有一件事情非常重要。
But as we're planning out our life's milestones, there's something very important.
啊，主啊，我当做什么
？Which is, Lord, what?Shall I do?
哦，所以对一个基督徒来讲，所谓生涯规划，就是不断的明白神要我们做什么，然后把它做出来。
So as a Christian, when we are planning our milestones, the mark of a Christian is to always ask, "What shall I do?"
有时候我们常常听人讲，要把人最大价值活出来。
Sometimes we hear people say that we must live our most valuable life.
哦，所以有的人注重自我实现，我人生设下我自己的目标，然后我要尽全力去拼，达到我的目标，证明啊，我是一个啊有实力的人。
So people try to set various ambitions for themselves, and when they hit those ambitions, then they feel like they have achieved their potential.
哦，那这个整个过程就好像在追求信仰一样，全程投入。
And this whole process is.Also applies to our faith. We must diligently pursue it.
哦，那个是因为我们还不认识主耶稣啊。
If we pursue our lives in our own ambitions, then this is indicative that we do not recognize the Lord Jesus.
耶稣是我的主。
Jesus is my Lord.
所以我们要常常问啊，我当做什么？
Therefore, we should constantly ask, "What shall I do?"
啊，要明白神的旨意
，to understand God's will.
啊，然后努力把它完成
，and then work diligently to accomplish God's will.
哦，所以我们看保罗活的一辈子，他对人生的结论是什么
？So when Paul, throughout his entire life, what conclusion did he make?
啊，我们来看啊。提摩太后书
，Let's turn to Second Timothy.
啊，提摩太后书
，Second Timothy
第四章
，Chapter Four.
啊，第七节跟第八节
，Verse 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Verse 8. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
我们每个人都会达到人生的最后一点。
Every one of us will eventually hit the end of our lives.
在那个时候，我们可以回头看。
And at that moment, we can look back.
我们看到什么？
And what will we see?
首先，我们看保罗看到什么？
We can, what did Paul see?
啊，我们回到第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
啊，美好的仗我打过了，就是传福音。
He saw that he had fought the good fight, which is in preaching the gospel.
啊，当跑的路我跑尽了，就是信仰这一条路。
That I have finished my race, which is this journey of his spirituality.
所信的道我守住了，就是神启示那啊那个共信之道。
And I have kept the faith, which is the what God had revealed to him.
所以他要离世之前哦，他回头过来看，他只看到这个。
Before he passed away, and he looked back on his life, and these are the things that he saw.
因为这个是最重要的。
And this is the most important.
好，那有了这个，再往前看，看到什么？
And when we have this, then what do we see when we look ahead?
就是第八节。
It's verse 8.
啊，有公义的冠冕为我存留。
The crown of righteousness is laid up for him.
所以我们有两个问题会影响我们的，改变我们的一生。
So there are these two questions that can change our lives.
第一个。主啊，你是谁？
The first, Lord, who are you?
要不断的认识主耶稣。
We must continually know and learn about Jesus.
第二个。
The second.
主啊，我当做什么？
Lord, what shall I do?
要把主耶稣的地位往上提升。
We must elevate Jesus' position in our lives.
常常求问神。
And constantly ask him.
你要我做什么？
What do you want me to do?
那我们的一生就是最有价值的。
And with these two questions, our lives will have the most value.
上次。
Let's sing hymn.
455.
Hymn 455.
我们现在最后要来祷告。
So now we will pray.
主耶稣托付我们重大的使命，要把得救的福音传遍天下。
The Lord Jesus has given us a great commission to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
在《使徒行传》里面第一章第八节，要从圣灵得到能力。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, we must receive power from the Holy Spirit.
所以教会的宣道工作如果要有进步，一定要祷告到被圣灵充满。
So if a church's evangelical work is to improve, then it must pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，如果圣灵充满，神同在，啊，带领人信主就不是很困难。
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit and have God's abidance, then evangelical work no longer becomes difficult.
啊，我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.